And it is 2 o'clock. I'm going to give the i5 to start recording.
All right, thank you.
All right, Madam Chair, we are ready and set, and the floor is yours.
Thank you very much, Mr. Lloyd. Good afternoon, everyone. This is a special meeting of the CCSD Board of Directors. It's Tuesday, April 13th. And we have a couple of business items today to discuss. But we'll go first, of course, to our opening and a call to order, which has just been accomplished. And Osana, if we may have the flag, please, we'll proceed to the allegiance. Thank you. Will you join me, please, in the allegiance? I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Thank you, Osana. And in establishment of a quorum, we have all directors present and available for our meeting. And let's see. I know that Tim isn't available today, but David, I'm afraid I will need to ask you a process question. The agenda that we have today has an item two that says public comment on agenda items because it's a special meeting. Assuming that that's the case, it wouldn't be for any items not on the agenda. But then moving to regular business, is public comment called for in both places? Both in item item two, and then in item three, as we progress through the
comment at a special meeting, it's only on the items that are on the agenda. I'm sorry, I was getting some.
Right, but in moving to the regular business, would I again call for public comment before each agenda?
You could do it either way. I think the only requirement is to allow for comment on the agenda items. Unlike a regular board meeting where you have a portion of the meeting where people can address the board on any matters within the subject matter jurisdiction of the body, that's right. Not the case for a special meeting. So, right. When you call that those comment is, I think, up to you as the president, as you bang the gavel. But there's only a requirement that comment be allowed on those items on the agenda.
All right. Well, as it's public comment, I think in this case, I am going to request public comment in both places just because in the regular business area, agenda item A is discussion consideration for rescheduling of dates only. It's not for a discussion of strategic plan. It's not for a discussion of the pros and cons at all. It literally is just a matter of rescheduling dates. And I have the feeling that perhaps the community would prefer to have that be a broader context. So I will call for that in both places. So in item two, public comment on agenda items, are there any comments from the public? Osana?
I don't have any written, and I do not have anybody's hands raised at the moment.
Thank you. All right, we'll go ahead and move on to regular business then. And Ms. Duffield, will you lead the discussion, please, in introducing item A under regular business?
Sure. Thank you, President Steidel. Item 3A is for the board to discuss and consider rescheduling the dates for the six-month strategic plan review with Marilyn Snyder and Associates. Staff recommends the board of directors discuss and consider scheduling a new date for the special meeting to update the goals and objectives of the CCSD strategic plan as part of the six-month update. Originally, the dates that were scheduled were June 28th and June 29th, and that was done at a special meeting on January 19th of 2021, So we need the board to consider two different dates as Ms. Snyder is not available on June 28th and 29th. And the date staff is proposing is August 3rd or August 10th. And keep in mind when you're thinking of those dates, there would need to be a public meeting in advance of those board dates.
Okay, so if it were, for instance, the August 3rd date, that would be July 30th would be the public comment, if I'm not mistaken.
That's correct. And for August 10th, we would need to have a public meeting on August 6th. Staff's recommending the July 30th and the August 3rd date, because the following date of August 6th and August 10th kind of starts getting into our board preparation process for the August board meeting. So okay, that would be staff's recommendation, would be
So before we proceed on to discussion by the board, is there any public comment on this item relative to the setting of new dates? Osana?
No, I don't see any.
Okay. Then I'll open it to discussion by the board members. Is there a strong preference by anyone in establishing one or the other of the two dates? Director Dean?
I agree with Ms. Duffield that July 30th and August 3rd would be better, considering that it would start getting into agenda prep for the CCSD board meetings if you did the other date. So that would be my preference.
Yeah.
All right. Well, Director Farmer?
Yeah, if I could just mention, it might be a good idea for our knowledge and for anybody that's out there in the public that these dates are on a Friday and a Tuesday. In other words, August 3rd and 10th are on Tuesdays, and the previous dates before that are on Fridays. I might wish to make this comment. I realize that this is already the payment for this particular workshop, and strategic planning has already been put into the budget. I personally feel that we, the staff and the board, as well as members of the public that might be contributing, I think we can personally do this on our own. And I don't see a reason for another strategic planning all day workshop. But that's me. That's my opinion.
Oh, thank you for the feedback, Director Farmer. As the board as a whole had already voted upon and agreed to this, what we will do is proceed with it. And it's a matter of just establishing the new date. So it sounds as though the August 3rd date is acceptable pretty much. So I'd entertain a motion for changement of date. Director Gray?
I so move. And I guess note also July 30th will be the public forum, right?
Okay. Correct.
I move that we schedule it to August 3rd for our meeting and with a July 30th public forum preceding it.
Okay, fine. And do I hear a second? Vice President Howell, seconds?
Second, yes. Mm-hmm.
Thank you. All right. Motion has been made with a second. So, Osana, roll call, please.
Yes. Director Gray, how do you vote?
Aye.
Vice President Howell, how do you vote?
Aye.
Okay. So, let me get back for a second. Director Gray, aye. Vice President Howell, aye. Director Dean?
Aye.
Director Dean, aye. Director Farmer?
No.
Director Farmer, no. And President Steidel?
Yes.
Thank you. 4 ayes, 1 no.
Thank you. So the agenda item for resetting the date for the 6-month strategic plan review is accepted with a vote of 4 yeas and 1 nay. Thank you. So Ms. Duffield, can we move on then please to the next regular business item, item B, and would you introduce that for us, please?
Sure. Item 3B is for discussion and consideration of projects to be proposed for community project funding via Congressman Carbajal. Staff is recommending the Board of Directors discuss and consider the opportunity to propose projects for the community project funding through the Office of Congressman Salud Carbajal and directs staff to submit project proposals for funding consideration. So earlier last week, Congressman Carbajal's office reached out to our district to let us know of this very short window of opportunity, and basically they're calling for projects. This is not a formal grant application. It's just simply to develop a list for Congressman Carbajal to select the projects that he wants to go forward and request appropriation for. The Congressman is allowed to submit 10 projects. So any agency, any city, any county, any special district from basically Santa Barbara to San Luis Obispo are able to submit our project requests to him for consideration, him and his staff. As I said, this has a very short window, as we were contacted last Tuesday, and these items must be submitted into their computer online program by this Friday, April 16th. So we don't have a lot of time to prepare estimates. We kind of have to grab things that are large projects, significant impact, and, that would significantly impact our district if we were to get that kind of grant funding. At this point, we don't know what the funding appropriation would be. There's different types of programs, and those have different types of funding, whether it would be a 50% funding match, whether it would be an 80-20 funding match. We wouldn't know that until we would know how the project was going to be funded to which federal appropriation. We did submit a list of projects for your review. That's on page 4 of the packet. And again, it's like our large projects. The SST program, the meter replacement program, and the Stewart Street tank refurbishment project. We do have all the department managers available for this meeting as well. Primarily, I'm sure you'll have questions related to these projects for a utilities manager, D'Enzo. He's also available for your board for questions, as are all of us department managers available to you for questions.
Thank you. And thank you for making all of the department managers available also, so that we have a full access point for discussing the items that are in front of us. If the rest of the board members don't mind, I would like to ask a question initially. And that has to do with the items that are on the SST list. And I'm assuming, Mr. D'Enzo, this would probably be directed to you. How many of those projects are specific to that are full enough in the maturing process with SST that there is a 30% design that's been reached for them?
Yes. So the question, there's a handful of projects right now that's out for an RFP for the wastewater projects. There are about 7 projects on that list right now, and total of those projects would be, our original estimate, our engineering estimate is right around $7.3 million. The other suite of projects that are not out for RFP at the moment, because we were limited with financing capability, was the collection system projects. And I believe we broke it up into a couple of, we said SST program, wastewater treatment plant, and then SST program collections. The collections is going to be about an estimated like 2.7 million at the moment, you know. But again, you know, those projects are they're not going out for RFP, but we felt that these are good candidates for this particular request, this appropriations request, because it checks off a lot of the boxes that were required by the House Appropriations Committee. The fact that it has a good community support, there can be a good documentation as far as resolutions that have been passed. We can document publicly the Prop 218 and some of the support behind the infrastructure projects. So not only that, it's well along, coming along really well in advance in design. And we also have it listed in, slated for budget. That would require the financial match. That's also part of this appropriations funding request. So to answer your question with that, that's in a nutshell what we're requesting for the SST, about $10 million, but keep in mind that it would be under the EPA STAG. STAG means state and tribal assistance funding, grant funding. And then they typically have a match of 20% to 80%. 80% would be the grant, and then 20% would be the match. Lead into the next question is the other ones, the tank project, the Stewart Street tank project is also a good candidate for this because again, we have design, it's been listed in the CIP. There's also good community support for this. And that would also fall under this EPA STAG grant funding, which would be also an 80-20 match. And then the other possibility too is our meter upgrades. The meter upgrades would fall under the UB, the Bureau of Reclamation. Bureau of Reclamation has a different matching, which is why that one is 50-50 match. So 50% would be financing, and then 50% would be the grant. And again, that's also had a community support. It's been listed on our CIP for a couple of years at least. And again, there's good community support for that, both publicly and also, you know, within staff as well. But more importantly, there's really good public support for that we can document. So anyway, in a nutshell, those were the candidates that we saw that would be a good ask to be included in the appropriations funding for the next this for fiscal year 2022 is actually what they're targeting. So,
okay, Director Gray.
I had a question regarding the two drinking water projects, and I'm sure there's an answer to it, but it does seem to be a little odd that the water meter infrastructure project is through Bureau of Reclamation and subject to the 50% match requirement, whereas the Stewart Street tank refurbishment is through EPA and is not, it has a 20% matching fund requirement. What is the reason that one of them comes into the Bureau of Reclamation?
So what was not included in the agenda packet was the we did get a communication from Congressman Carbajal's office, which was the Community Project Funding Resource Guide. And that was like a 30-page document that they sent us that that outlined the different departments that that would manage the grant per this appropriations committee. And after combing through that particular guide, we saw that the wastewater infrastructure and the water infrastructure, specifically those that are called out, you know, for the SST and the Stewart Street tanks, fell under the EPA STAG. And typically the way it is that STAG is for major infrastructure projects, is the best way I can explain it. And then after going through even the descriptions for the Bureau of Reclamation, that's what the meters felt would fall under. So I suppose we could, try for putting the meters under the STAG, but it would be a more successful odds, I guess, for us getting it if it were under the Bureau of Reclamation.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah.
And I will insert, I certainly will be calling for public comment, but I thought that perhaps our discussion first to be able to provide information to the community so that they understood what the process is and what the considerations are would be more valuable after the board had had its discussions.
Mm-hmm. Forgive me, President Seidel. Oh, no, I also wanted to state too that internally we did discuss there is a strategy too in breaking it up into different accounts in this case, because there are there would be a better chance of us getting selected if we broke it up into, in this case, EPA and Bureau of Reclamation. That was also one of the considerations.
Yeah, I can understand that I'm sure that where the EPA falls, it's certainly in that appropriations committee, there are going to be significant number of applications that would happen, not only from our district, but other districts that would be brought to the appropriations committee at the federal level. So I agree, having multiple places to access for a potential grant probably is well worth the effort. Do any more, Director Farmer?
Yes, thank you, President Steidel. You know, I do see that we have two members of the public that wish to speak. If you'd like to go to them first, I'll be okay with that. Or if not, I can just make my comments.
Well, I just had mentioned that I was allowing the directors to speak first before I called on the public so that they would have the opportunity to be able to get information about the process. So I'd be more than happy to call on them when we finish having our conversation amongst us.
Sure, no problem. So this is my take on the situation, and I don't know how many of these four projects we're able to submit, but
ten.
pardon me?
10 overall for Mr. Carpehall.
No, I understand. What I'm saying is, I don't know if we have to choose one of these four or we can submit all four, but this is my take on it. First off, the wastewater plant, which I've been in favor of upgrading for a long time because it's been so neglected for so long, I would say that by just getting a new transformer and motor electric panel from 3-wire to 4-wire would certainly help the operation of the wastewater plant. With regard to the Stewart Street tank, just a little bit of history. I remember back in April of 2017, we had two meetings out there. The first one was on, oddly enough, April the 1st. And at that time, it was Jerry Gruber, who was the general manager, Jason Buell, who was the head of the water department, Bob Gressens, who was our chief engineer. There was one other person who I don't recall, him myself. And Jerry at that time said, well, we need a new water tank. It's just a question, do we do a welded or a welded or bolted tank. One lasts a little bit longer, one's a little more expensive. We're talking 25 to 30 years, let's say $350,000 to $400,000. But then we met at the end of the month and Jerry said, well, we'll just do some minor repairs. William Bellis, who's been our consultant with regard to water for a long time, him and his company do our inspections, upgrades, you name it. He said at that time, we needed a new water tank. Well, his company came back in early 2018 and they did the minor repairs that had been recommended by our district. But he even said at that time, I talked to his wife and she says, you know, you guys need a new water tank. And that was 3 years ago. So if I were going to choose one of these particular items for the necessity of it, but necessary, but also before the relative immediacy of it, I would say if we were going to just have to turn in one, it would be for the Stewart Street tank. And I want to say that I believe the word refurbishment, or what I would say renovate or whatever, probably isn't the correct word. This is a total replacement of the water tank. That's the word I would use there. So those are my comments. Thank you.
Thank you, Director Farmer. I will ask GM Weigold or Mr. D'Anzo, are you presenting all four of these for our consideration and would be looking to get feedback for a selection of one or two, or to proceed with the potential of all four on the chance that any one of them might generate the grant dollars?
Yes, Director, President Steidel, our intention and recommendation to the board is to apply for all of these projects.
Okay, excellent. Okay, good. That'll give us a good point of reference then. Are there any other directors who have something? Vice President Howell?
Very briefly, I see no reason why staff should not go forward with these. They are all things that we know we need. They are actually in our budget one way or another, if not for next year. So there's nothing here that we're not anticipating undertaking any additional responsibilities. There's no reason not to apply for these grants. And thank you to staff for their very quick action on this. And
I agree. Would any of the directors like to hear public comment before we proceed further? Director Dean.
If we can ask for clarification from Ray on one thing before we do public comment, and that is to answer Director Farmer's question on the difference between refurbishment and replacement, so everyone knows what we're talking about.
Let me see. What would be the difference between refurbishment and replacement? So if we were to say go with a different design, say for example, if we went with a welded steel tank, we would need, it would be essentially a new project because we would need a new foundation and we would also need to possibly like a rehash a permit. It would generate an environmental permit with Coastal in this case. Refurbishment or remodel, which is essentially the analogy here that we're using, if we were to go with a bolted steel tank, it would also be less expensive, as Director Farmer said. He's absolutely right about that. And the technology has quite frankly changed with bolted steel. Bolted steel with good maintenance could last 30 to 50 years. And even now with, it's lasted, as long as it did under the old technology. So I guess because it's it would be a bolted steel. Those are all interchangeable, refurbishment, remodel. We're basically using the same type of materials, except it's going to be significantly better this time, and we won't have to change the foundation of the tank, which is really big because If you change the foundation, if you get into foundation, that'll generate a geotechnical report. And it would also require a new permit for that general, you know, because it's essentially a new construction. So what we are proposing for that is a remodel or a refurbishment, but it will be replaced, you know, essentially, because we're putting the same thing on there, except that we're going to keep the foundation the same. Yeah. So.
Director Gray?
Would the better word be rebuilt or rebuild? You're building and you're using the same foundation, but you're putting, it's all new plates and new bolts and everything like that, right? New steel?
Rebuilt is a good word for it too.
So people know it's new stuff, stuff being put in.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And Director Dean, I believe you were next.
Okay. So we're using the same foundation that's already there and putting the same type only updated tank, the same size as what's there now. So it doesn't require a new permit because we're replacing it with exactly what's there and not changing anything in the foundation. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay.
But everything is going to be improved. You know, the new coatings, valving, new cathodic protection, all of those things are going to be new.
Okay. Director Farmer?
Yes, thank you. Director Dean just used the word replace, which I appreciate. I just want to say this, and maybe we need to talk to William Bellis with regard to the terminology of it, but he basically said we needed a new water tank, not upgrading the one that we have. That's what we've been doing. Major upgrades. He said we essentially needed a new water tank. So, but like I said, we probably need to contact him, but time's kind of late for doing that unless you want to, you know, call him or something like that. But that's another one of my opinions on this item.
Okay. Thank you. And as this has progressed through the CIP list and has gone through some significant conversations and discussions, and we're talking about being several years down the line from that original opinion, I think that probably we can rely on our district engineer and utilities manager for having the technical expertise as well. Director Dean?
So my impression from what Ray just said is this is a new tank, the same size, the same type, only much improved is what we've got now, but on the existing foundation, correct?
Yes.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you. So any other comments, or Vice President Howell?
I would just encourage staff to use whatever term they think will work best to get us the grant. Now that we've determined what the
job. Exactly, yeah.
Don't listen to us. Do what you have to do to get the money.
Yeah.
Yep.
Thank you. Thank you for getting to the bottom line, as it were. Okay. I would like to move on to the public comment, if that's satisfactory for folks. All right. So, Osama, the public comment, please.
Yes. Ted Key, go ahead, please.
Good afternoon, President Seidel and board. I had opportunity to review Carbajal's 30-pager. It seems like you guys have targeted your four projects properly for the channels that you're looking at. I agree with Mr. Farmer that probably a new tank would be a lovely thing to do, but I very seriously doubt you have time to organize that. And frankly, replacing the Stewart Street tank on the level that Mr. D'Enzo is talking about, I think would be just fine. Truth be told, I understand that this may be a yearly opportunity. And so here's what I'd like to say. I hope that next year, you'll have an opportunity to start putting together the nuts and bolts for the reservoir that we need terribly badly here in our little town. And so that can start to jump onto the stag list as soon as possible. It'll probably take many years to get that to happen anyway, but I'm hoping that by next year, people will have realized that the real solution for water security and regular water security in this town will be via a reservoir. I would like to encourage Director Dean. I don't know that your R&I committee has yet contacted Mr. Warren for all of the information that he has for this reservoir that was put together in 2014. So I would encourage your R&I committee to jump on that so that you can start the wheels rolling on getting this very needed project underway. So good luck. I encourage you also to put all four of them on there. Throw it out there, you know, see what you can get. But I think you're, and I'm sorry that this all came up so fast, but I think that also points out the need for starting to really get your ducks in a row for the reservoir so that when opportunities like this come down the pipe, why you're ready for it. So good luck with your grants, and thank you very much.
Thank you, Mr. Key.
Thank you. Yes. Tina Dickinson, go ahead, please.
Yes, thank you, Rosanna. Thank you, Chair Stidell. I've listened to your conversation here, and in my estimation, when you're given at least the opportunity to submit several CIPs, I look at which one I would consider to be of the most critical need, and that would be the wastewater treatment plant. Also, what is going to cost the most millions of dollars? The wastewater treatment plant. If you can get an 80-20 on that situation, that far outweighs any of the others, if that's possible. Of course, you put everything into the basket, but to me, there's not even a question of which one would anybody would say this is the most critical. We've been talking about the wastewater treatment plant for eons of time. You're now struggling with how do we pay for it? And so here comes an opportunity. Why not really go for that big $10 million plus and see if you can't get an 80% on that? The water meters, we heard about what, 1.7 million. And what is the cost of the Stewart Street tank? I haven't heard of what a replacement would be, but it certainly wouldn't be $10 million. And so I'm looking at what the whole community needs now. And if you could get that, I think that would be put a lot of people's minds at rest. And that would be fantastic if there's of that possibility. So I hope that you could get any of them. But if there's a number one, that one just screams out at us all. Thank you. By the way, Mr. Warren has not been contacted by the district or the R&I advisory committee. So if you're really serious about that, you may want to get in touch with the property owner. Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Dickinson. All right, Osana, are there any other comments, public comments?
No raised hands and no written comments either.
Okay, fine. Thank you very much. I'll bring it back to the board then. Are we in a position where someone would like to offer a motion, please? Director Dean?
I move we go ahead and submit all four projects to Mr. Carbajal for consideration.
Second.
And second, Director Dre. Oh, is the second? Okay.
I'm sorry, I'll see you.
Okay, thank you. Before I call for roll, let me ask one more question just to see if there's something that we need to act on in this regard as far as what we're doing today. The area that's the demonstrated community support, will the resolutions that have gone on previously or that we're providing today for at least two of these satisfy that? And what additional actions do we need to take for the other two? Regarding letters of support from elected community officials, and do those letters have to be submitted as part of the package for the 16th? Mr. Weigold, do you or Mr. D'Anso know the particulars there?
Yeah, I may bring in Melissa Bland if she's available there, because she's been doing the deep dive with the office.
Okay, I'll allow her to talk. Go ahead, Melissa.
Thank you for joining us, Melissa.
No problem. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. Repeat the question, because I'm not going to lie. I was just doing some other work.
This has to do with the question regarding the demonstrated community support. Two of the items require resolutions passed by the city councils or boards, which we can certainly do with our vote today, as well as previous related to the SST.
Right. Yes.
The other two are a letter of support from elected community officials. Now, does that create a second action that we can potentially fold into what we're considering today? And I don't know, maybe that question would go to Mr. Hirsch. Or what construct does that take? Does that need to meet the April 16th date as well?
Yes, it does. And yes, I included those as assuming that if you supported the projects, you would also be willing to sign a letter stating such.
All right. So a question to you, Mr. Hirsch, then. Is the resolution vote that we're, or the motion that we're doing today, will that cover that, or do we need to expand our motion to take into consideration that we would be providing a letter of support from the elected community officials for two of the items?
I think it would be appropriate to also have the motion include authorizing the president to sign a letter of support as part of the application process.
Okay, appreciate that. Thank you. Do I hear a friendly amendment then to make that expansion, Director Gray?
I propose a friendly amendment to include a letter from the president of the board in addition to the the action we're taking today.
Okay, thank you. And a second, or actually the originator of the motion, is that an acceptable friendly amendment?
Yes, I accept that.
Okay, fine.
Repeat that motion back then with the amendment, Osana?
Yes. And so please go ahead.
The Director Gray would like to do a friendly amendment to include a letter from the president to send to the to Mr. Carbajal for the application process.
Okay.
All right. And is that
enough?
And
that amendment is acceptable to the and motion and a restatement of the second? Dr. Gray?
Second.
Okay. Thank you. All right. Roll call, please, Osana.
Okay. All right. And so, Director Dean, how do you vote?
Aye.
Okay, Director Dean, aye. Director Gray?
Aye.
Director Gray, aye. Director Farmer?
Director Farmer, you're muted.
Aye.
Okay, Director Farmer, aye. And Vice President Howell?
Aye.
Vice President Howell, aye. And President Steidel?
Aye.
President Steidel, aye. 5 ayes.
Thank you very much. The motion to go after these funding sources and to provide letters as needed is passed with a vote of 5-0 by the board, 5-0. All right. I believe then that has taken care of the business that we have for our special agenda today. I really want to thank everyone for participating today, and thank the public for coming and showing their interest. And thank you for staff for the support that you provided that allowed us to be able to vote on these motions today, because I know it was a collapsed time frame for you. So kudos and thank you very much for your support. All right, fine. I will call this special meeting to adjournment then. Thank you all.
Thank you.
Thank you, staff.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.